Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of playing Windows Media File audio format on your Apple Mac. Of course, I'm running Mountain Lion version 10.8. And I was originally going to show you how to download and install Flip for Mac, and that's F-L-I-P, the number 4, and then Mac, M-A-C. However, I found that the Flip for Mac player itself, the menus are accessible, but there's really nothing on the screen to navigate. And I found locating it and downloading it fairly fiddly. So I decided to go for another type of media player, and that's called VLC or VLC player. And the reason why I chose that one is because, number one, it works, i.e. I can play Windows Media files and, of course, other formats with it. And number two, it was reasonably easy to find the VLC player for Mac on the internet, download it and install it. So for this demonstration, to get to play Windows Media format streams on your Apple Mac, I'm going to be using VLC. So the first thing I'm going to show you is actually what happens when you would try and play a Windows Media stream format. So at the moment, I've got my Mac Air turned on, VoiceOver is running, and let me just start at the desktop, of course, with the VoiceOver command Shift-VOD, of course, the VO keys being the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now, Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop, Dropbox alias.
Let's go to Safari with Shift-Command-A.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And I'm going to type in SA to jump down to Safari.
Safari.app application.
And you heard it say .app application. The reason why it said .app is because I've got my file extensions turned on in Finder. Okay, let's open up Safari with Command-O.
Open Safari, Apple, start window.
Okay, so I've gone to Safari, and at the moment, the start page on my Mac Air in Safari is the Apple page. Now what I'm going to do is load in a website from Stephen Jolly, which contains lots of his favorite audio stream links, including quite a number that actually use the Windows Media format. So to get to his page, I'm actually going to go to my bookmarks menu. So I'm going to do VOM or Control Option M for menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
And type in BO to jump over to book.
Bookmarks.
Or bookmarks, I should say. VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Bookmarks, menu 20 items.
And again, I'm going to do BO.
Bookmarks bar, submenu.
That's my bookmarks bar, submenu. VO writer, Control Option writer.
Bookmarks bar, submenu 9.
And I'm going to do ST.
Stephen Jolly's favorite live streams, command 6.
Okay, and there's Stephen Jolly's favorite streams. And I could have also done command 6 because it's a bookmark shortcut. Okay, I'm just going to press enter.
Stephen Jolly's favorite HTML content, 75% loaded. It's not the look and feel, but the sound that matters. Heading level 1, welcome. Last updated, July 15.
Okay, I'm just pressing the control key to keep it quiet. Now, in case you'd like to use this website in the future, I'm actually going to give you the hyperlink for it. So at the moment, I'm going to uninteract with the web page with Shift-VO up arrow or Shift-Control-Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
I'm going to jump to the top of the page with Shift Function VO left arrow or Shift Function Control Option left arrow.
Toolbar.
Interact with the toolbar with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with toolbar. Six
and
items.
VO writer or Control Option writer over to the address bar.
iCloud tabs. Share button. members.optusnet.com.au/Stephen Jolly/livestreams. Contents selected.
Okay, now that's the website. Let me just go through it character by character for you. So I'm going to interact. Shift VO down, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with edit text, members.opta.
Okay, and I'm going to do Shift VO left arrow, Shift Control Option left arrow. Make sure I'm at the beginning, that was the beep. And then I'm going to go through it character by character, of course, by doing Shift VO right arrow or Shift Control Option right arrow.
M E M B E R S.
Okay, members.
Period.
Period.
O P T U S N E T.
OptusNet. O P T U S N E T.
Period. C O M.
Period. C O M for .com.
Period.
Period again.
A U slash.
Period. A U. Of course, A U for Australia. Forward slash.
S T E P H E N J O L L E Y.
Okay. Forward slash Stephen Jolly. S T E P H E N J O L L E Y.
Slash.
Forward slash.
L I V E S T R E. A M S
live streams L I V E S T R E A M S. Okay, I'm just going to use the header command to jump back to the web page. So VO command H or Control Option command H.
Heading level 1, welcome.
Okay, back on the page, and I'm going to jump down to a Windows Media link. I'm just going to type in Sydney because I'm closest to Sydney. So I'm going to do VOF or Control Option F.
Enter search text.
Type in Sydney.
Previous cert at Y. Heading level 3, 1224 AM 2RPH Sydney.
Okay, that's 2RPH Sydney, your radio for the print handicap in Sydney. And now if I do VO Command L or Control Option Command L to jump to the next link.
Windows Media Standalone link.
Okay, there's Windows Media Standalone stream. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press link. Windows Media Standalone.
Okay, and nothing happens. Okay, so hence why we need VLC in this case. Okay, so we need to go and grab the VLC player off the VLC website. Now, I happen to know it's command number 5 for my bookmark, so I'm going to do that now.
HTML content, 82% link image, video LAN association. A project and a link, non-profit organization.
Okay, I'll shut it up again. Now, I'm actually going to give you the link for this page as well, so you can find it and locate the download. So again, I'm going to uninteract with the web page. So Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
I'm going to jump to the top of the window with Shift Function VO left arrow, or Shift Function Control Option left arrow.
Toolbar.
Okay, I'm going to interact with the toolbar again with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with toolbar. 6 items.
And again, let's VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow over to the address bar.
iCloud tabs, share button, www.videoland.org/VLC/index.html.
Okay. So again, let's read that character by character. So I'm going to interact with the address bar with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with edit text, www.
Okay, and make sure I'm at the beginning of the line by doing Shift VO left arrow, Shift Control Option left arrow. Let me get the beep. Now I'm going to go forward with Shift VO right arrow or Shift Control Option right arrow.
www.
Okay, www.
Period.
Period.
V-I-D-E-O. L-A-N.
Okay, Videolan. V-I-D-E-O-L-A-N.
Period.
Period.
O-R-G.
O-R-G, of course, for organization.
Slash.
Forward slash.
V.
V.
L. C.
L. C. VLC, as in the VLC player.
Slash.
Slash, and if you want to.
I-N-D-E-X, period, H-T-M-L.
index.html, but you don't need to put that in. So really, it's just www.videolan.org/VLC. Okay, I'm going to jump back to the web page by doing VO command H for the header command, Control Option command H.
Heading level 1, VLC media player.
Okay, and I'm going to do VO command L or Control Option command L.
Features, link.
Until I get to the download link.
Screenshots, link. Skins, link. Download VLC icon. Download VLC version 2.0.7 bullet Mac OS 10 bullet 43 MB, link.
Okay, that's the one I want. So I'm going to activate the link by doing VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Press link. HTML content 87. Link image. Video LAN association. A project and a link. Nonprofit org.
Okay, just hit the Control key to keep it quiet. And let me look at my downloads window. So with Option Command L.
Show clear button.
VO writer, Control Option writer.
Clear button. Table.
Let's interact with the table with Shift VO dinner, Shift Control Option dinner.
Interact with table, row 1 of 9. VLC 2.0.7.dmg group. VLC 2.0.7.dmg, row 1 of.
Okay, there's the VLC being downloaded. I'm going to interact with that group again with Shift VO dinner, Shift Control Option dinner.
Interact with VLC 2.0.7.dmg group.
And now I'm going to do VO writer or Control Option writer. And as you can tell, that's the tick, tick, tick we get for the progress as it's downloading. If I do one more, VO writer or Control Option writer.
Stop button.
That's the stop button. So VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
31.2% progress indicator.
Now I'm just going to check this one more time with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
58.5% progress indicator.
And what I'm going to do is pause the recording here, and we'll pick it up when it's finished downloading.
Show in Finder button.
Okay, so it's moved the focus to Show in Finder. I don't want to use that method.
Show in Finder.
So I'm going to close the downloads window by doing Option Command L again.
Link, nonprofit organization.
And I'm back focused on the web page itself. Okay, so I don't need the VLC website anymore, so I'm just going to close it with Command W.
Close window.
So I'm going to quickly just going to do Command 6.
Now in HTML content, it's not the look and feel, but the sound that matters.
Heading okay, and of course I've just reloaded Stephen Jolly's webpage back in via my bookmark. Okay, let's go and install the VLC player. So I'm going to return to my desktop by doing Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D for my desktop.
Desktop, Dropbox, alias.
And jump to my downloads folder by doing Option Command L for downloads.
Downloads, now in downloads window.
And let me just type in VL.
VLC 2.0.7.dmg disk image.
Okay, there's the disk image VLC. And of course, we need to open up that disk image or volume to access the VLC player app itself that we can then copy to the applications folder. So of course, to open, it's Command O.
Open. System has new window. Now in VLC 2.0.7 window, image browser group.
Okay, there's the image browser view. I'm going to change my view, in my case, to list view, which is command number 2.
As list, checked, list view, table.
Now for this one, I'm actually going to interact with the table in this time in the list view. So I'm going to do Shift VO dinner, Shift Control Option dinner.
Interact with list view, table, row 1 of 4, name, applications alias.
Okay, and then I'm going to do VO dinner, Control Option dinner.
Goodies folder, red me.rtf rich text document. VLC.app application.
That's the one I want. VLC application. Command C to copy to the clipboard.
Copy. VLC.app.
And now I want to get to my applications folder. So I'm just going to do Shift Command A.
Applications. Now in applications window.
And now Command V to paste the VLC app into my applications folder.
Paste item. One row added. Now in copy window. Copying VLC.app to applications. Now in applications window.
Okay, so now it's copied into the applications folder. Now you can navigate around to find VLC. Again, I'm just going to do VL.
VLC.app application.
And there's the VLC application. I'm going to open it up with Command O.
Open application. Alert system dialog. Show web page button.
Okay, it's just a warning to say that I've just downloaded it from Safari. VO writer or Control Option writer.
Cancel button. Open button.
Okay, open button. So VO spacebar, control from spacebar.
Press Finder, VLC, VLC Media Player, window, dim button as keyboard focus.
Okay, and if I VO right here, control from right here.
Button, dim button. Dimmed button 0% 50%.
Okay, as you can tell, that's the window for the VLC player. A few unlabeled buttons, but in the whole, it's not too bad to play most media formats on your Mac. But we want to see how it runs with the Windows Media Stream off Steven's website. So I'm going to close the VLC player down because Safari will open it up automatically when we play the stream now. So I'm going to do Command Q to close VLC.
Finder, Applications, Window.
And we want to jump back into Safari, so I'm just going to do SA.
Safari.app application.
And Safari, Command O.
Safari, Stephen Jolly's favorite live streams, Window.
Okay, now I'm going to use the search command again, VOF, or Control Option F.
Enter search text.
And type in Sydney again.
S D E Y.
Enter.
Heading level 3, 1224 AM 2RPH Sydney.
There's 2RPH Sydney again. So V O Command L or Control Option Command L for next link.
Windows Media Standalone link.
Okay, there's Windows Media Standalone, and let's play it with V O Spacebar or Control Option Spacebar.
Press link. Windows Meet VLC One Listen One dot ASX dot ASF window
spoken by A. 50% and
slider as keyboard focus.
Coming up next, Geographica, all about biology.
Okay, so
geology,
it's opened up
and
VLC and started playing the
then
stream straight away.
O'clock,
when I want to finish, I can just do Command Q to quit.
On the Safari, Stephen Jolly's favorite live streams window,
and I'm back to Stephen's website. And for the sake of it, let's try another one. So I'm going to try ABC Newcastle, which is also near me. So I'm just going to do VOF or Control Option F.
Enter search text.
And type in NEWC for the start of Newcastle. Enter.
Heading level 3, 1233 ABC Newcastle.
Okay, there's ABC Newcastle. VO Command L, Control Option Command L.
Newcastle, AAC plus stream, Newcastle. Windows Media Standalone link.
Okay, and of course, VO Spacebar or Control Option Spacebar.
Press link. VLC 2ABC Newcastle window. 50% slider as keyboard focus.
It's also about, you know, wrapping
okay,
yourself
and
up.
There's the Australian Broadcasting Commission, like ABC Radio, regional
kind of
in Newcastle.
Some of
so again, Command Q.
Kind of
Safari, Stephen Jolly's favorite live streams window. Link, Newcastle, Windows Media Standalone.
I didn't let it finish speaking before, but as you can tell, you actually come back into Safari on the link that you left off by performing the VO Spacebar or Control Option Spacebar command. Okay, so let me close down Safari for the moment with Command Q.
Finder, Applications, Window.
I'm on the Applications window. I'm actually going to close down all my windows in Finder with Option Command W.
Close all, now in Desktop. VLC 2.0.7, selected volume.
And since I'm finished with the VLC volume, because we've already installed the VLC player, I'm just going to do Command E for eject.
Eject VLC 2.0.7.
So now on my desktop, if I do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Macintosh HD,
it's my
selected
Macintosh
volume.
Drive, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Dropbox alias.
There's my
selected
Dropbox
alias.
And one more to the right, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Dropbox.
And it's all gone. So that concludes this demonstration on how to get, in my case, Windows Media streams playing on your Mac by using the VLC player. And in this demo, I showed you what happened when you didn't have the, in this case, VLC player installed. We went to Stephen Jolly's website, which was the example we used for it not playing. Then we went to the VLC player website and downloaded the actual player, opened the disk image, installed the application. I'll show you what it sounded like with the initial window. And then we went back to Stephen Jolly's website and opened up a few of the Windows Media audio streams, such as 2RPH and ABC Newcastle. And as you heard, it came up with VLC straight away and started playing the stream. And to stop it, in this case, we just press Command Q. You do have, of course, commands in VLC to stop and start listening, etc. But I thought just for this demonstration, it was mainly to show you how to install VLC to get Windows Media Format streams working on your Mac. Okay, so that concludes this demonstration. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.